Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Pick Hardy.
Friday.
Jim's right. Taking over the phones.
What is? This?
The athlete that has that type of impact.
I've got a couple of things for you.
You've got some really good texts.
I want to give a credit to Mike, who emailed in. He said, how about John Madden? He's known more for his broadcasting career than he is being a great head coach.
Well, was there, does he count for not being a player, though?
That's a coach, not a player. Yeah. Is John Madden considered one of the top three greatest football coaches of all time?
No.
The video game trumps the broadcasting, too.
The video game,
right?
The video game is him. People know the video game more so than know him as a broadcaster. And he's been away from broadcasting enough to where, okay, kids nowadays think, okay, you think my kid knows John Madden was a coach or a former broadcaster? Oh, he talks about Madden this, Madden that. But you think about the video game.
He's a Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. He's not some crappy coach. You know what his career record was? He quit too soon because he couldn't handle the flying. His record as a head coach, 103-32-7.
You think about back in the day, too. Hey,
for that's a winning percentage of 763.
And for a person that hates flying, strapping in one of those Pan Am junket, those old aircraft, man, back in the day.
It's a high percentage of ties for that few games.
Yeah, 7 ties.
Yeah. Snake.
9-7 playoff record. Obviously coached a Super Bowl champion and an AFL champion. So John Madden is in the Hall of Fame as a coach in football.
That's a good one.
And that is like the third thing on the list for him. So could you make the case he's one of the best coaches in the history of football? Sure. You can make it. He's in the group. He's in that class. Top 10? Absolutely. Great.
Never gets mentioned in that class.
Never gets mentioned
never,
for that.
Never.
Gets mentioned everything boisterous. After it.
Yeah.
But coaches
probably
are
probably made a whole hell of a lot more money that
but
way.
But coaches
too.
Are different from players. Coaches are not celebrated the same way that players are. They're just not. You know, you're celebrated on the field for what you do. And this goes back to, you know, when Tom Brady was putting out the book and he's doing this stuff with TB12 and he's talking about all the time. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, isn't it enough to be the greatest quarterback? Maybe the greatest football player of all time. Is it really necessary for you to try now and put yourself out there as like this other thing? I understand his life will go on and he's going to do wonderful things and he's a great guy, but to operate under the assumption that you are going to somehow surpass what you did on the football field with your next venture after football, I think is ludicrous. Yeah. You've already achieved something at the highest level it's ever been achieved at. Now you're going to go do it again with stretching and greens. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's ridiculous to think that somehow he's going to be remembered as much for what he does after football as what he's done during football, and that's okay. Oh, you were only the greatest ever in the history of humankind at one thing. Okay. That's more than what most people will be able to claim at the end of their lives. What's the obsession with trying to super achieve in something else and get the recognition for it at the same time? It seems like he wants the recognition along with it too.
We've got multiple calls on the board for O.J. Simpson. I'm just going to move on from those because we're talking about guys who were great players and then did something that was greater and did something that they are known for positively?
Well, broadcasting and car rental and airplane movies.
Yeah, I don't think that's what we're looking for. No. Yes, OJ is known more for murdering.
We're talking
allegedly.
About
allegedly, right. Murdering people.
Right. Good things.
Okay. No, we're looking for someone that moved on from being great at one thing and that they were so great at the next thing that they became just as known for that. You can't say more better known for that.
And we're talking unequivocally.
Equally as good.
Among the best that, you know, have ever played their games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they remembered more for something else they did, a positive thing afterward? Someone mentioned Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer had a long career of designing golf courses and
he got
Thor
Nicholas
stuff,
in.
You know.
And
that doesn't even rank.
The Golden Bear brand.
Arnold Palmer changed the way people consumed and thought about his sport.
Lemonade and iced tea.
Right.
He's got a picture in a can.
Consume that together now.
Yes. Never thought that.
Marriage. Two beautiful beverages.
I like the light one.
Here's a good one. Michael Strahan. Chris in New Hampshire is Michael Strahan. Why do you say that?
I think he's well known, maybe more famous for TV shows. What was he on Live with Michael and Kelly and Good Morning America?
Did you put Michael Strahan in the same category as Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, John McEnroe?
No.
Okay, thanks.
No, but we're talking about a Hall of Fame caliber player.
He's a good player.
That guy who's going,
you like just come on. Out there,
pal. Yeah, he's good. We're not talking about good players.
Crap.
We're not talking about Torrey Krugs. We're talking about Patrice Bergeron's. We're talking about guys.
So, how many guys are on your list?
Thanks for putting
like
it in hockey terms for me.
So it's going to be Gretzky, Jordan, Brady.
Well, we could sit here and come up with
Griffey.
Yeah, we can
is
come
that,
up
that our list?
We probably come sit
Joanne
here and come
Jersey.
Up with 20 or 30 names
Joanne
across
Jersey.
All sports. Yeah, the best of the best of the
I
best.
I just don't understand why it's a problem. Why is that a problem?
Because somebody brought up the fact that, he's got to keep playing if he wants TB12 to really succeed. Stop it with the TB12. That's not your legacy. Your legacy is not TB12. You do whatever is best for you.
Okay, but that doesn't make that statement factually wrong, that the longer he plays, the better it is for his fitness and lifestyle brand.
Yeah, okay,
that
but we're
pushing.
Talking about best in the world. Of
but
what you
already
do
said
as
it.
Sport.
Hasn't
no,
he,
you're right. You're
hasn't
right
he gotten there? Isn't he there?
I said that.
Yeah, he's there.
He can walk away
he's
now.
Stamped. Right.
But that doesn't mean that it can't continue to add up, that it can't continue to help
how
it
will it
and
look
boost
if
it.
Okay, and if he starts to get crappier as
that's
he gets
a risk
older.
He runs.
Yes.
That is a risk
yes.
that he runs.
He's rolling
so don't
dice.
Think about TB12 if you're Tom Brady. Don't think about TB12 and the mark that your playing career is going to leave on it. Don't worry about it.
But if he is, he's got to know when to walk. If he's really in tune to that, he's got to make that
no,
walk
that's
look
a
good.
Fair statement, Hardy, which is if this factors into him deciding whether to play or stop, that is nonsense. Don't do that. Don't let this dictate whether or not you want to keep playing or stop playing. That seems out of bounds. That would be a poor process to arrive at that decision on continuing your career or retirement. That I'll agree with you on all day. That's where I think we can all find some common ground there on the topic. 617-779-0985. Let's get to the action update, get you caught up on everything happening with the guys in the desert, maybe give you a couple tips to make a few bucks this weekend. And we're back at it here in the noontime hour with
desert
the news
gamblers.
Of Greg Schiano leaving the New England Patriots. He's out after being here for about a month. He's gone. We'll tell you more about it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpline. MA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Actually, he hasn't even been officially announced as the defensive coordinator. There instead was just an announcement that he is, in fact, resigning to focus more on his family and his faith. And when he talked to people close to the situation, they say a couple things. First of all, this is something that he, Schiano, has been mulling for the last 2 weeks or so. So the Patriots have been aware of this. Bill Belichick has been aware of this. And he said in a statement, Belichick did, that this is something that he supports. It's essentially Schiano stepping away from the football field to focus on a family situation. Unclear what that is. Described to me as private. Either way, the Patriots now need a new defensive coordinator. Perhaps we'll see Bill Belichick take a much more heavy-handed role in the defense rather than name a DC this year. They have that. Plus, they got to fill a bunch of staff positions on the defense as well.
Me first in the gimme gimmies.
You ain't big head talking to monsters coming up?
No. Stop it.
617-779-0985. Greg Schiano is leaving the Patriots. Official statement put out yesterday by both Schiano and Patriots head coach Bill Belichick as part of his departure. He's gone after only being here for about a month. Greg Schiano said this: I have informed Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick that I am stepping down from my position at the Patriots. This is not the result of any one event, but rather a realization that I need to spend more time on my faith and family. I don't want to look back years from now and wish I had done things differently. Therefore, I am taking time away from the game to recalibrate my priorities. From Bill Belichick, he said, quote, I respect Coach Schiano greatly and appreciate his contributions to our staff and team. He is a friend who we support completely. Schiano says, in his part, this is not the result of any one event. Do you believe that?
It could be events. It just takes me to the plural of it. It's not one event. It could be multiple. See, we're going down a road where we don't have
information. Natural speculation is, you know what the thinking, hell happened.
Come on.
What happened?
It could be multiple. I don't know. It could be not one event, technically. I'm tired of the technical part of things, right? It's all we're doing is to the. See, we assume. And it's tough to do because I don't know his personal life. Here we are talking about this guy's personal life. Like, gee, what happened? See, I think something happened. You don't release that type of statement where you rely on faith and family. Went down a dark road. I don't know.
You did something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. We're accused of something. He could have issues at home. I don't know that he did nothing. Or he did nothing wrong. It could not be a really, might not be a relationship.
Yeah,
issue.
But it's just odd. I mean, let's say that was true.
When these things happen in sports, you step away and that's what you defer to. It means you're in a lot of trouble. Whether at home, it doesn't have to be legally. He might not be in any legal trouble whatsoever. Could be in some home trouble, though. I mean, we're assuming. It's tough to do, and it's not fair to him.
What I want to know about Greg Schiano. Was this his last shot at an NFL job? Did he just quit his last chance to get back into the NFL?
Probably. Because anybody looks at it and says, well, why wouldn't you're going to coach with your buddy, your close friend, your confidant.
It took him.
A guy believes in you and actually named you defensive coordinator. The best head coach ever to coach. Named you. Granted you. He crowned you defensive coordinator when he wouldn't name one prior.
To me, you don't give up that opportunity just because you feel like, you know what, I could use a little more faith and family in my life right now. Does that mean you have to throw everything away professionally? And I'm telling you, this might have been his last chance at an NFL gig. It took him being close friends with Bill Belichick for him to get an opportunity like this. He was fired in 2013.
This has nothing
by Tampa Bay.
Do you think it says something to do with Penn State?
It could. I'm not ruling that out yet.
I think it doesn't.
Not ruling that out yet.
Zero chances.
Not ruling it out.
I would have thought no, but when you brought up the fact that everybody started, not everybody, but some people started complaining after it was announced or he was close to getting the job in Tennessee. They said, whoa, what about everything that happened with Greg Schiano at Penn State? And they backed away from that hire. It hadn't been that long. That was last year, wasn't it?
It was a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago.
1 year ago. And for the second consecutive year, Greg Schiano has had a job and then not had a job.
And his other buddy, Urban Meyer, hired him. Man.
First time it was not his doing. The second time it appears it was his doing. So he got fired by the Tampa Bay Bucks in 2013. He then coached at a prep school for 2 years. Like a high school.
Weird.
High school age kids for a couple of years in the Tampa area. And I know that people have told me how great he was at Rutgers. I mean, no one was banging down the door to get Greg Schiano back into the college coaching ranks. And then when he finally did, he became the defensive coordinator, not a head coach, defensive coordinator after the whole Tennessee debacle, where he wasn't even the sole defensive coordinator. I actually didn't know that part of it until Gasper explained that to me yesterday. He was the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State. So...
Where they really didn't skunk people.
Where they hated him, by the way. They could not stand him. He was out after one season. Bert Breer, known Ohio State honk.
Yeah, honk.
Says it was the worst, could have been the worst singular year of defense in the history of the program.
Thank God you had Haskins because that helped you outscore people.
He was there 3 years, though. He got the Tennessee job after his first 2 years, and then he went back to Ohio State after they didn't give him the job.
So how long was he there?
3 years at Ohio State.
He was?
Yes.
Didn't he go to like some high school for a while?
I see the gap in his resume from the Buccaneers. Yeah, 14 and 15. That he doesn't coach anywhere. So that's probably the high school years.
So he was at Ohio State 16, 17, 18.
Guaranteed money. Yeah.
What was his role the first 2 years? Stay busy. At Ohio State? So yeah, we didn't mess it up. We just didn't cover those 2 years. What was his title
there? I think the guy Ash was the co-defensive coordinator, and then he went and got the job at Rutgers, ironically.
So I'm asking, what was Schiano's job when he first got to Ohio State?
I think he was co-defensive coordinator at first, and then last year he was solo, I think.
Okay, so it's 3 years then. Got it. But he did go 2 years without working at a high level. He was working like a high school or something.
Probably getting paid out by the Bucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was now, you did that to stay busy. Hobby. Keep me around the game.
All focusing on faith and family, hopefully. Yeah. You know, he's very big on that.
Get some sun down there, too.
I'm just telling you, who else is going to offer him a job in the NFL now? Now after this. This will only make it harder to get that next gig, if that's what you ultimately want, if you want to end up back in the National Football League.
Yeah, it makes you say, what the hell happened?
I'm not touching this
guy. For two reasons. Either, okay, maybe nothing happened. Maybe it was totally his decision. It's just a personal thing and go work out. Well, how do I know he's not going to do that to me? That's number one. Is he so sought after that people just won't be able to keep their hands off of him? And B, the other more obvious one is, well, something has forced him to not take this job, and we can't take that risk either. So either way,
that could be it. Lasting impression, last time photograph standing next to Bill Belichick up in that suite at the Combine when Bill had that Johns Hopkins lacrosse pullover on. It's the last time, Your Patriot image of Greg Schiano. Last memory. Right there. Stand next to Bill. I think, oh, look at this. Look at them looking at defensive players to draft. Yeah, if you don't look at this and think, greatest head coach to ever coach, hired you as defensive coordinator, wouldn't even name one prior to you for years, and you walk away, leave him hanging dry, and you defer to that statement. Yeah, you think something happened. You just didn't have an awakening or an epiphany. You're like, oh, life's passed me by. Whew. No regrets. You know, that's like no regrets, man. What do you get? Kicked in the head by a donkey? Turn on a microwave, forget who you are for the hell? You know what I mean? Like, it's an awakening. Like, whoa. How do you go from that to this? I don't. I was floored by this yesterday. Floored.
I actually think it's a positive development for the Patriots.
Oh.
I actually think it's good news.
I do, too.
More on that. We'll get to your calls. Good. You're coming around on this.
Donkey kick.
It's good. It's good news for the Pats that he's gone. I didn't like this hire from the get-go. They'll be better off without him. That is coming up. More of your calls as well here on this Friday on Zolak and Bertrand. Good.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Love it. 617-779-0985. Greg Schiano out as Patriots defensive coordinator.
GFO day.
And I couldn't be happier about it. I was down on this from the very beginning, and now that he's gone, I feel better about the team. For a pretty simple reason. I'm going to boil down everything I've said today about this topic to this.
Okay.
More Bill Belichick, the better.
So you love Bill Belichick.
Yep.
You know that he's the best at what he does.
Yep.
Defensive-minded guru.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, Beetle.
But sure. Yeah,
who do you think Bill Belichick had a bigger influence on in their coaching style? Matt Patricia or Brian Flores?
Ooh, good one. Good one. Who's a more independent man, you're saying?
Yes.
Probably Flores. Brian Flores.
Who do you like better as a defensive coordinator to take over this team next year, Brian Flores or Matt Patricia?
Brian Flores.
Quarterback.
So by extension,
yeah,
wouldn't you feel better to have a little bit tiny less Bill Belichick influence on that defense? If out of the two last
Seems
two
like
defensive
Bill
coordinators,
kept the straps on
you
Patricia.
Like the one less like Belichick, why do you want more Belichick in this next defense?
Because ultimately,
I got a question. I have a question.
Because ultimately, I think there's
Jim's
a
back there just
longer, greater track record of Bill Belichick doing things that are far more imaginative than the things that, Matt Patricia lacked.
Mm-hmm. See, but is
Matt Patricia was also the coordinator when they had the best offensive stretch in the history, almost one of the histories of football, one of the best offensive stretches in the history of football.
Right.
And they didn't have to take as many chances. This year, they didn't have as good an offense. They had to dial it up a little bit.
Is it personnel related? Is it personnel related too? And I say, well, okay, so Bill went out on the first day of free agency and pretty much hand gifted him, you know, Stephon Gilmore, even though we didn't know what Gilmore was at the time, right? But then you go back, okay, he gave Patricia, oh, wait a minute, I'm trying to look at them. Patricia was here for that. But he gave Patricia Rivas. So was that defense different then? As opposed to where you go through some years where, yeah, defensive backs aren't that good. Maybe you got to play a ton of cover too. You know,
but just seems like, they don't care about. They just care about winning. They care about winning by 1 point. That's it.
I think Stephon Gilmore in year two. I think Stephon Gilmore in year two allowed them to a lot because they felt more confident in their secondary than they had in maybe some time, and that showed in the Super Bowl that they were willing to do some of those things that they were doing up front.
Yeah, but I reject the notion that they just weren't trying as hard. With Matt Patricia leading the defense. I mean, that's the point you're trying to make.
No, but they were unwilling to be as aggressive as they were last season.
They're saying, well, we'll give up a ton of points. It's okay. Our offense will
bail us out.
No,
I'm not talking about giving up points. And I don't think that's what Jim's saying either.
Last year they had to play more aggressive because their offense wasn't as good.
So it's not like you had Jordan Richards running around in a slot chasing
people. In years before that, they just didn't try as hard because they didn't have
risk,
to.
It's risk versus reward in being aggressive, because being aggressive can backfire on you. And so when you have an offense that is excelling and is scoring a ton of points, you're more willing to play it safe defensively. And that may result in a few more points by being a little bit more vanilla.
Look at the Eagles Super Bowl. They played it safe there. They give up a million points.
Oh.
But they scored a million points.
Right.
They scored a ton of points this year. Now, they outscored. They went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs early in the year. They put up a ton on the road if they had to. And they did what they had to do. Now, I think it was done, you know, with a little bit more ball control than just putting them in a gun and telling them go chuck it
but,
all over the yard.
Hardy, the bigger question and the bigger issue for me is that I don't think Greg Schiano is as good as Matt Patricia or...
But I'm saying, if you like Bill so much...
Or Brian Flores. He's not as good as either one of those guys.
Then why wouldn't you trust Belichick's decision to bring in this guy if you think so highly of Bill?
Because I think Bill just hires his friends. And I think that's how Greg Schiano got this shot. He's friends with Bill.
Lombardi's kid's here, right? This year. Yeah.
Friend of Bill.
Mick, right? Mick Lombardi? Is that
friend to Bill.
Mick. Yep.
Because he is a loyal guy. And you know why else I think he's willing to do that? Because Bill knows at the end of the day he runs the show anyway. Right. It doesn't matter who he hires. You're going to do what he tells him to do. The program is Bill Belichick. And that's why I don't think anyone's panicking over the loss of the number of coaches they've lost this offseason. There's been a huge loss of coaches on this staff. A lot of guys have walked out that door this offseason. Are you panicked about it?
No.
Am I? Are fans?
No, because you know you're going to get the 12 wins because of the quarterback. Again, quarterback and offense coordinator. If you didn't have an offense coordinator, it was just Brady, and you lose Gronk, I'd be a little concerned. But I've seen McDaniels have the ability to adjust, and he keeps his mouth shut, and he's given this, and you got to go to dinner with this. Here's your ingredients. Go cook your dinner and make it taste good. Josh does a good job at that.
Let's go to John, who's in Stoughton. Hi, John.
Hey, I mean, I'm glad that he left too, but my question is, do you think that maybe, you know, they're close friends? Do you think maybe Bill, in this kind of a reach, but do you think that Bill maybe revealed to Schiano, hey, I'm leaving, and, you know, I'm leaving after this year, and maybe Schiano's saying, you know, I don't want to be the guy under McDaniels, or do you think it's anything like that?
So then why not quit next year? Why quit now?
Why even take the job? Why be interested? You know, if you know Bill that well and he told you all that.
Say, okay, I'm going to resign in a year. Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah.
I'll sign a one-year deal.
You know what, Bill, I'll pony up with you for a year. Yeah, let's have some fun.
All right, I'll sign a one-year deal to come here and coach.
Let's go shoot some stop signs. Yeah.
Kyle's in Grafton. Hi, Kyle.
How's it going? I just had a quick comment that you guys hadn't touched on. Maybe it's his health. That's why he's leaving so abruptly. Just your comment.
Could be. I don't know. Could be anything at this point. Hope it's not.
Hope not either. This is why you feel bad going down a road where you're assuming and guessing what it could be when you're given sort of a vague statement, but those two key things, family and faith, are thrown in there at the end. I'm just, you know, after doing this for a lot of years, you see that, and something usually happened that's not good. And I'm not even talking about health. Usually in your personal life. And I don't think it has anything to do with Penn State. I don't. Because I've gotten a couple texts and emails. Well, maybe it's this Penn State stuff on top of, you know, what's going on with ownership right now and what he's going through, and it's just too much at once. No. No. Or Bill had never hired a guy. What do you think? Things have changed since they left those meetings, you know, out there at the combine where he's working hand in hand, step in step with Bill, you know, evaluating talent. He said, you know, I'm not in this. It's weird. It's just weird and odd.
617-779-0985. Greg Schiano out as the defensive coordinator of the Patriots. Your reaction to it on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Because I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hardy and I were talking about Siegfried and Roy off the air earlier. I'm all caught up on the story now, Hardy.
Going out.
All caught up on this one.
So I was living in Vegas when this happened.
Back in 2003,
this had to be
know.
The story of the, like,
Roy was attacked and back in 03.
You were living stage, there. Montecor, the Tiger.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. You're very well-versed in the story.
Well, this was, I mean, this was the story. They did not.
Huh.
And to me, you want to talk about a spa video, you want to talk about any kind of it. How the video of this has never come out is mind-boggling. That you tell me Siegfried and Roy didn't videotape every single show? They had to have.
You have to.
Had to have.
They have so many angles of this.
Never seen it. Never seen. Never come out.
Wonder why.
But the trainer came out, and I think it was an NBC News exclusive, said he had some new revelation about the attack on Roy. And something that he wanted to say about this. Did you see this, Beetle?
I did. This is what I've caught myself up on today, and that is that the trainer, Chris Lawrence, has spoken to the Hollywood Reporter, saying Roy himself is to blame for the accident.
Yes.
Shocker.
Yes. And do you know why? Because you are messing around with tigers. And at some point that tiger said, you know what? Enough with the magic show and you bopping me on the head with your microphone because I didn't turn around when you wanted me to. I think I'm going to kill you. I've been wanting to kill you for years.
You and your plastic face.
So I think I'm just going to kill you now. He didn't finish the job, but damned if he didn't try. Now, the reason why this is a revelation, do you know what the story has been?
The story was that he had a stroke on stage and that the cat was actually rescuing him, and that's why he was dragging him off the stage.
So here's the funniest part. You remember a comedian named Robert Schimmel?
No.
Okay, Bob Schimmel was a fantastic comedian, and he has since died. But I saw him in Vegas
one night. Tiger attack?
No.
Oh.
No. He had cancer, beat cancer. I believe he died in a car accident.
Oh,
it was tragic.
Awful.
But he was filling in for Lance Burton, another magician in Las Vegas. And we went to see him, you know, because it's a comedian on this big magic stage. But I knew Bob Schimmel. He's really funny. It's like, let's go see him, see what he's like. He gets up on stage and starts talking about the Siegfried and Roy attack, which in Las Vegas is, you know.
Is that a no-no? Is that off limits?
It's kind of like talking about the Alamo in San Antonio. You just don't do it, right?
Yeah.
He gets up there and he could not care less. He's like, oh, yeah. Because in his off time, the Tiger was secretly a neurosurgeon, and he could spot when his trainer, when his master, Roy, was having some kind of an episode, decided to drag him to safety. It was the most ridiculous explanation, but that was the official line from Siegfried and Roy. No, that's how wonderful these animals are. He was trying to save me. He was trying to pull me to safety by tugging me along the jugular vein over to the side of the stage.
God.
He just accidentally ripped my throat out in the process. But
the trainer says that Roy Horn, I didn't know his last name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Roy
yeah.
Horn.
Yeah.
Roy Horn was spending too little time with the Tigers before shows, eroding the bond between animal and performer.
Yeah.
Quote, many of the handlers thought Roy was treating the cats more like props than he was respecting them for who they were.
Is that because they were props on stage, night in and night out for years? Is that because they were props?
Sit on that rotating ball.
Yeah.
He said that can only work as long as there are...
spotlight in your face.
As long as there are no variables, which is impossible considering you're dealing with a living, thinking animal.
Mm. When animals attack.
Apparently, Roy missed his spot on the stage. In this,
was trying to get the tiger to like look at him, and the tiger, I don't know, wouldn't look at him, and again, never seen the video, but I remember the report at the time as he would try and get his attention, he bopped him on the head with his microphone. He's had this microphone. He kind of bopped him on the head.
I would never do that.
No kidding. No kidding. A 400-pound tiger. No. Of course you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But that was what you're supposed to do to get his attention.
I think he was letting him know he was having a stroke.
Hey, I'm stroking out over here.
I still can't. The funniest thing is Roy Horn. I forgot his name was Roy Horn.
Roy Horn.
We're doing it earlier.
Siegfried Fischbacher.
Hey, Remington's still there behind the glass. What was that name? The porn star name? Your middle name in the street you grew up on? Jim, what was yours?
I thought we were talking about Siegfried.
Yeah,
and Roy.
I thought we were talking about Siegfried.
Yeah,
Roy.
Well, Roy
so
Horn.
They had a compound that they lived in for a long time, and it was near the old Las Vegas Muni golf course. And from the 15th hole of the fairway,
you could see the tigers, right?
No, but you could see the big walls and around their house and stuff.
But they kept the tigers.
You could hear the tigers.
Oh,
you could
that's
hear them
creepy.
Roaring from time to time. You'd just be playing at the Muni. That's what we call it. It was like the public golf course there. Just go, let's go play the Muni, right? It's a nice little golf course, nice little track. You can hear the tigers. It was really right across the street. Oh, that's Siegfried and Roy's house. So they kept him there, and they did. To this guy's point, they used to live with them and spend all kinds of time with them. And I think at some point, Siegfried and Roy, they cohabitated, but maybe they split up, and they were living in different places. And, yeah, maybe it was a case of him not spending as much time with the tiger as he was supposed to.
You ever see those videos where they have that big stick and they're holding up like this piece of chicken and it's about 30 feet in the air and you see those tigers run and jump? It's just to see how high these things can get.
Yeah.
When you're out there golfing, you're thinking, how high is that wall? That 10-footer? I'd put that up at 15.
I should have thought of that. No, I never did.
Mm.
Never the same. They kept talking about when he was going to get back on stage. And
oh, no, it wouldn't be good.
A friend of mine who was not the surgeon who worked on him, but he was a neurosurgeon. He heard all about the surgery the day after he was telling us about it. He was like, oh, yeah, they had to cut off a portion of his skull.
Oh.
And I said, what do they do with this skull? How do they fix it? He goes, oh, they just put it in his belly. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you cut away a portion of the skull and you insert it into the abdomen of the victim. And that
gross.
Keeps the tissue alive. It keeps the bone healthy. It's there, like, just still with your body until the swelling went down and whatever surgeries they had to do.
God!
And just pop it back up.
What is he, a freaking tauntaun?
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
And I said, well, what about him getting me? He goes, oh, he's never doing another magic show again. He goes, based on the guy who did the surgery, he's like, oh, no, he's messed up. And they showed video this morning of him talking. Still not right. Tends to happen when a tiger decides he almost
part of your head.
Lucky decides he's going to kill you and almost finishes the
so
job.
This all brings us back around to is Roy more famous for being the tiger handler or being the guy attacked by the tiger?
Well, as time goes by, you're more famous
I've been
for
trying
the guy
to figure
attacked.
That out. What's he more famous for now? I'd say he's more famous for the attack.
That goes to show you how long ago Vegas Vacation was filmed.
Because 20 years ago.
It's in the movie. They're sitting there, and there's the tiger spinning around.
Yeah.
Yep, and there's Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, they were fine then.
Chase, yep.
All chipping in the dough.
Raking in the dough.
Paul's in Woburn. Paul, what do you got?
So going back to these high-level athletes who are known for something else positive after their career, how about Alan Page from the Vikings? An MVP, Hall of Fame, and he became a Supreme Court justice.
I know who Alan Page is. I just, you know, it doesn't resonate like Tom Brady, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's not even on Brady's. He's not on Hardy's top five athletes.
Yeah. Hardy's like,
I don't think he's on anybody's top athletes of all time.
If you're not going to put Michael Strahan in there, then I think you don't put Alan Page in there.
Further down.
Poor lineman.
Similar lines. Jack in the car. You got one too?
Yeah. Senator Bill Bradley.
It's a good one. But again, not an all time player.
Not a game changer.
Right.
Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough to be Larry Bird or Michael Jordan or any of these people? Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Roger Federer.
Yeah, hey, you're putting on the golfers too. If you're putting Arnold Palmer in there, I think you're putting Nicklaus in there too.
Yes.
The Golden Bear.
Yes.
Their ability to and how they took the game to the next level and designing those courses. Like,
you think Jack Nicklaus is as well known for his golf course architecture as he is for winning the Masters six times?
No, people barely know that he designs all the courses. Golf people
Thank
know
you.
That.
Do you know he tried to be my agent?
Jack Nicklaus did?
Yep. Golden Bear started a sports agency right around the time I was coming out in the draft.
Yeah, who was the guy that ran it for him?
Oh, my God. Now you're asked. It'll come to me. It'll come to me by 2.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
What do you think I thought?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Greatest call forever.
Right.
All right. Hardy has our headlines.
Nice, yeah. Nice hair.
That's what you thought.
His hair. Wow. Like, look at you. Okay. Look like one of the Beach Boys.
All right.
How are you going to be my agent? Oh, he's not. He's putting up the money.
Okay.
He asked me what I thought.
He's not going to do anything.
I'm like, why is Jack Nicklaus recruiting me?
He wasn't.
Yeah. Nope. Just use his name.
All right. Hardy has headlines.
I do.
And I see a number of calls on the board about Greg Schiano leaving the Patriots. Why don't we get to those in 90 seconds?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.